Throughout the pandemic, we've been remembering the lives of some of the nearly 1 million people who've died in the U.S. from COVID-19. Today, Aaron Kim, a father, a husband, and a restaurateur from Ohio.
Kim's family emigrated from South Korea in the early 80s when he was a child. In his teens, he worked at a gas station his family ran in Dayton.
I used to drive through all the time and have him pump my gas for me.
That's Aaron's wife, Mary. She met him when she was just 17. He was 18 and rode dirt bikes and motorcycles, and he always seemed happy.
I think he developed a personality of laughter and fun to try to avoid the situation that he didn't speak really good English. And then he just developed into that man. You know, I am happy and you're going to be happy and we're going to be friends.
In 1988, Aaron's family opened a Korean and Chinese restaurant called the Xenia China Inn. They sold it in 2008. Walgreens wanted the property. But Aaron wasn't done. He found another spot right around the corner.
He pretty much built it from scratch. I mean, it was a building, it was a shell, but he turned it into a restaurant. He laid the tiles, he built the booths, he put in the equipment. When we finally opened, for 4 or 5 months, there was a line down the street constantly. He was in the kitchen mostly, but there wasn't a day that didn't go by that somebody would come through the drive-thru window and want to talk to him. They'd say, hey, where's Aaron? Send Aaron up front.
He loved to cook. No. More like he loved to cook for other people.
Mm-hmm. That's Mara Kim, one of Aaron's two daughters. She's 18.
His love language is food.
Yes.
He is always wanting to make me try new things. And be like, Mara,
try this.
This is a new creation I made. And I mean, he was more of a best friend to me than a dad, honestly. I like to tell people like he was a teenager trapped in an adult's body.
Yeah.
He liked to listen to the music. I like to listen to me. Like his favorite was Khalid. And we went to a Khalid concert. And I mean, like he would dance around. He knew all the songs. He wasn't just a dad standing in the background because he was being forced to be there. No, he wanted to be there and he showed it.
The restaurant had fared pretty well throughout the pandemic, but then in September of last year, COVID spread among the staff.
Everybody got sick that was there that day. For some reason, he just got the sickest. We shut the restaurant down for 2 weeks because we figured, you know, that's everybody quarantining. And then he just wasn't improving and he went into the hospital and they had to put him on a ventilator and he couldn't recover. It was just a mess, total mess.
Aaron Kim died on October 26th, 2021. He was 52. A few weeks later, his family held a vigil outside the restaurant, which is now closed indefinitely.
I just want to say thank you to everyone.
There was a moment of silence. Then they wheeled out Aaron's dirt bike to rev the engine one last time. If you'd like us to memorialize a loved one you've lost to COVID-19, find us on Twitter at NPRATC. There's a pinned tweet at the top of the page.
I've been seeing angels in my living room that have walked the sun.